Father, we thank you this morning, for you are God, you are not a man. Thank you for your mercy and for your grace over us. We exalt you. You are the Lord, and that is your name. Your glory you will never share with any graven image. We exalt you. Lord, we bless you. You are God, you are good, and you are King forevermore. Thank you, Lord, for who is like unto you, O Lord? There is none that we can compare with you. You are glorious in holiness, and you are fearful in your doings. Lord, we exalt you. And Father, we are before you this day. We ask, O Lord, that you will bless us this day in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. We have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Tuesday, the 16th of June, 2026. I want you to thank the Lord for his mercy upon your life. Exalt him, for his God is good and is worthy to be praised forevermore. He is God and there is none like him. Exalt his holy name. And I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord and speak concerning this day, that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, I declare by the word of the Lord go before me this day and make every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus, I stand upon this word. I redeem this day by the blood of Jesus. I cancel any form of evil that is programmed into you. In the name of Jesus, this day, hear the word of the Lord. I am blessed in you. I am favored in you. I am lifted in you. I am preserved in you. In the name of Jesus. Oh, I speak to this day. The failure of yesterday, the failure of yesteryears will not be recycled in my today. In the name of Jesus, I enter into this new day with the mercy of the Lord, by the mercy of the Lord, and in the mercy of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, the mercy of the Lord speak for me this day. The mercy of the Lord works for me this day. In the name of Jesus, anywhere my name is called, anywhere my file appears, the mercy of the Lord speak for me. In the name of Jesus, the Lord go before me this day as a consuming fire. In the name of Jesus, I declare today I overcome the noise of failures in this day. In the name of Jesus, I overcome the noise of destruction, the noise of fear that is in this day, demonic noise, demonic words that are spoken into this day. I overcome you by the blood of Jesus. I am preserved of the Lord by his blood. In the name of Jesus, my steps are covered by his light. My steps are covered by the blood of Jesus. I arise in power. I walk in favor. I am strengthened by the Lord, and the mercy of the Lord is upon me. In the name of Jesus, I assess the provision that is for me this day. I assess opportunity. I assess blessings. In the name of Jesus, I receive the breath of life from the Spirit of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I come alive. My day comes alive. My work comes alive. My business comes alive. My career comes alive. In the name of Jesus, I walk in the reality of the provision of God for me. In the name of Jesus, I assess God's resources. I assess God's provision for me today. In the name of Jesus, my steps are ordered by the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I will not walk into the trap of the enemy. I will not walk into tragedy. I will not walk into another man's tragedy. In the name of Jesus, the light of God shines upon me. The light of God shines upon my path. In the name of Jesus, I declare lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. In the name of Jesus, I declare this morning that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, this morning, I want us to continue in our prayer for the brethren that we have been praying for, the children and the teachers that has been kidnapped. I want us to continue to pray for them. Let us lift up our voices and pray, not for those that are kidnapped in this state alone, but all over the nation. Let us pray. Father, show mercy over these children, over these people. Father, show your mercy. Lord, mercy. Father, mercy. in the name of Jesus. Lord, mercy, you will intervene. By your mercy, O Lord, you will intervene. Lord, you will not allow the wicked to continue to take the glory. You will not allow the wicked to continue to prosper in their wicked enterprise. Father, mercy. Lord, we ask for your mercy over this state, over this nation. Lord, mercy. In the name of Jesus, we ask for mercy over these children. You will deliver them from the captivity of the wicked. Father, mercy. In the name of Jesus, show your mercy upon us, O Lord, in this nation. Father, have mercy. In the name of Jesus, Father, have mercy upon these children. These are your heritage, O Lord. Father, show your mercy. Lord, they must not be forgotten in the captivity of the wicked. Father, this one must not die in the captivity of the wicked. Father, have mercy. Lord, mercy. Lord, mercy. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you arise, Lord, and show yourself strong on behalf of these little ones. These are your heritage, Lord. Father, show your mercy, Lord, beyond the preparations of men, beyond the wickedness of men, beyond the ability of men. Father, arise and deliver this one in the name of Jesus. And Lord, you will cripple the strength of the wicked. You will cripple their enterprise over this nation in the name of Jesus. Father, you will bring down this evil giants, and Lord, you will destroy their enterprise in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, I will encourage you again this morning. Let us continue to pray. It is important for us to remember ourselves in prayer. So, beloved, please don't pray only your selfish prayer. Remember this nation. Remember people around you and pray for them. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. This morning, I want us to return to our line of study that we've started in this month of June. This morning, by the grace of God, let me quickly give you a recap of what we spoke about last week. Remember, we have two anchor scriptures, but we have been dwelling on this particular one, and that is Psalm 46 verse 10. The scripture says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth." So a quick recap of what we spoke about last week. Be still and know that I am God. I told you last week, by the grace of God, that this world is not a temporal world. It's not a world that comes to your mouth and stays with you temporarily. These are not words that works for a moment. Not words that you can just use to calm yourself down, to calm your anxiety for a moment. Then, after calming yourself down for a moment, only for you to go right back into your despair. No, that is not what the word is for. It is the word from the mouth of the Lord. Remember, I said these words categorically, that this word is a divine instruction from the mouth of the Lord to you. It's a divine instruction. This is not somebody telling you that be still and know that God is alive in you. No, but this is the word from the mouth of the Lord. Go back and read Psalm 46 verse 10. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. Is the word of the Lord. I told you it's a divine declaration that is encoded with a power that is inside the word of God himself. And you know, God has great respect for his word. The scripture says, "For wherever the word of the king is, there is authority." It is the word of the Lord. That word carries power. God speaking to you. Be still, my friend, and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. Be still, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord, which is going to show to you this day. For these Egyptians that you have seen today, you will see them no more. For this situation that you have seen today, you will see them again no more. It is the instruction from the mouth of the Lord speaking to you this morning. Be still and know, speaking to you, not just this morning alone, but for the rest of your life, not just for a moment, but for it to stay with you for the rest of your life, to have this understanding that God is with you. Be still and know that I am God. It's not just a word to arouse your emotion, not to appease to your flesh, not to appease to your sense of urgency. It is a word to stir up, to fire up your spirit, to understand that my Father is in charge. A word to fire you up, to understand that God is there with you. Not just for you to be silent, but in your silence, there is a great certainty within you that being confident of this very thing, that He who has begun a good work in you we complete it unto the day of the Lord Jesus. That confidence, that certainty is in you that the Lord who has begun this great thing in you is able to drive it to a conclusion even unto the day of the Lord Jesus. That is Philippians chapter 1 verse 6. Confidence, not just silence, but in your silence, your confidence is speaking out. Courage, not just being fearful, but at the point where fear is supposed to overtake you, there is this courage that comes within you. Be still and know, be strong and be courageous, for I am God. When you are still by the instructions of the Lord, to know, to see that He is God, it means you are not identifying with the noise around you. Oh, there are a lot of noise around us now. Not as though you are not concerned, but you stop identifying yourself with the negative reports, the fake appearances of lack that surround you. You return to His word and His promises for you and to you. You return to His prophecy, to the prophecy that has been said concerning you and given unto you. You stand on His word, being confident of this very thing, that He who has begun a good work in you is able to bring it to completion, to fulfill it even unto the day of the Lord Jesus Christ. Understand this with me, dearly beloved. Imagine for a moment your 5-year-old child sitting alone in a corner, thinking and looking sad, near to tears. As a concerned parent, you ask the child what the matter is, and the child tells you, "Oh, daddy, oh, mommy, I'm just concerned about my school fees, about what I'm going to eat tonight, about what I'm going to eat tomorrow, about how everything is going to look like to me." Talking about the unnecessary anxiety and burden that does not concern the child. As a parent, you are going to laugh out loud and probably laugh within you, but then you are going to sit with that child and you will let the child know that it is not your burden to bear. You will speak to that child, that son, daughter, it is not your burden to bear. It is not for you to think about it, that you as a parent, you are there to provide all these things for him. The assurance you give to this child becomes a word of certainty and a word of alignment. Let me say it again. The assurance you give becomes a word of certainty and a word of alignment for that child. Perhaps even if situations around is not looking like what you have said to that child, but the word of assurance that you give to this child becomes a word of certainty and a word of alignment. The child knows that, oh, my daddy got it. That my father said I should not worry, he's got it. He's got everything under control. I'm going to round up here this morning, but I want to leave this with you like I've been saying it since last week. If God can part the Red Sea, stop the mouth of lions, bring manna from heaven, cause water to flow from the rock without blasting it, cause a little oil to fill up several jars of oil container until there is none, then it stop. This same God is saying to you, my child, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. Beloved, truly be still. Let the word come to you as a word of certainty and as a word of alignment, as an assurance and a word that you can back on and bank with. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. I put the blessings of the Lord upon you as you go today. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you. The Lord be gracious unto you. The Lord be merciful unto you. The Lord bless you this day. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace in Jesus' name. Remember, The coming of the Lord Jesus is close by. Prepare yourself for his coming. It is well with you. In Jesus' name. Thank you and God bless you. Have a wonderful day.